uniqueness of Knesset Yisrael expresses, it manifests itself in two very different ways. One is the Kedusha that we possess as a Yachid individually, and the other is the Kedushas Yisrael holistically, or part of a holistic tzibur. And this no doubt is relevant in the tragic plight of the Metzora. Not so unusual that a person who is Tamei is limited to actus in the Mikdash Hashem, but when it comes uniquely to the Metzora, the Torah demands Badad Yeshev, Bichutz Lamachane Moshava. No place in Beis HaMikdash, he has to isolate himself, he has to be sequestered. And the obvious question is, what did the Metzora do that the response is something that is so drastic? The Gemara writes in Erech and Adav Tezai and Rav and Shmuel that realized that this person was speaking Lashon Hara, Motzi Shemra, Hu Hivdil, Ben Ish V'Ishto, Ish the Rehu. He caused dissension within the ranks of Knesset Yisrael, the Ficha Chamra Torah Badad Yeshev. And therefore the Torah says, literally the Midah Keneged Midah. The Rambam stresses this in Perush Mishnayis, in Perek Yadalad of Seches Negaim. Look what he did. He tried to plant sinna within Knesset Yisrael by being a Baal Lashon Hara, literally, Mida Keneged Mida, Michutz Lamachane Moshavo. He is sequestered. He is excluded. He no longer has the schus of being part of the Tzibur itself. When you look at the Sugyan Waikatan, Daf Yadalah, Daf Tezvav, there's an amazing parallel. When you look at the Psukim, the plight of the Mitzora, the Torah tells us very simply the following. He's obligated to rip kriya, uvagodav yeferuim. Rosh yeferuah, he has to allow his hair to grow long. Asafam yatem means that there's an isra of shela shalom. You're not allowed to greet. The Shulchan Aruch simen lamed ches, a mitzora doesn't wear tefillin. He's chayiv an atifa sarosh, to wrap his head. When you look at all of those halachas, there's a stunning model that emerges. It's Mefurish and Rashi, and that's Sugyan Waikatan. Mefurish and the Rambam, Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perikir Alach Avav. One word, Ka'avel, Ka'avel. The Torah posits Dine Avelos. And no doubt that's something which is surprising. He's guilty of a grievous chet, that certainly is true, a Baal Lashon Hara, but amazing that the consequence is Badad Yeshev. And what exactly does that mean, Badad Yeshev? Our Kedushas Yisrael means you're part of a tzibur. And all of a sudden, this person is told you have no place within the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael. You're isolated. You're sequestered. Badad Yeshev. That posits Dine Avelos. And therefore, all the halachos we normally associate with an Avel, Kriya, an Atifa Sarosh, Shela Shalom, Tfilin, all of that is a Din D'oraisa. Applies when it comes to a mitzora. It brings to life what the Gemara tells us in the Dharm Daf Samach Dalit, literally, mitzora chashiv kames. A mitzora chashiv kames. And imagine the mitzora tells you, you're telling me I have to be noheg shiva, all the dini avelos? And he asks you, for whom am I rachmana litzlan sitting shiva? You know what the answer is? This is avelos for yourself, for yourself. A mitzora is chashiv kames. And if the Torah tells us that there are dine avelos, recognize what that means. The Gemara says in certain ways, there are exceptions, where avelos differs from the plight of the mitzora. You know, part of we understand avelos is nichum avelim. Nichum avelim. We look to the tzibur, it's able to see to it that they come to us. They console us. You know, they're able to allow us to emerge. Imagine avelos without nichum avelim. Avelos with Badad Yeshev. That's tragic. And here the Gemara tells us the following. Let's assume a person, Rachman al-Islan is in Shiva, and all of a sudden, Yantif. Yantif arrives. You know what? Yantif and Avelos cannot coexist. And therefore, Avelos comes to an end, and now we experience a sense of Simchas Yantif. The Gemara is explicit. No, there's an exception to that. Moikatan daf yadalit. Noeid saroso beregel. If you're a Mitzora, Saras is not interrupted by the onset of Yantiv. The Gemara doesn't exactly explain why, but I would suggest very simply the following. I know that Simcha and Avelos cannot coexist, but why is that true? Why is that so obvious? What exactly is the Sugmoy Katandaf Yadalit? Asi, Mitzvah Derabim, Vedachi, Mitzvah Diachin? After all, You have two contradictory obligations that can't coexist. Simcha and Avelus. Avelus is a personal experience. But Simcha, you're part of a tzibur. You're part of a rabbin. And therefore, the mitzvah de rabbin takes preference over the mitzvah de yachid. And therefore, Simcha takes preference over Avelus. Ooh, the Rambam Shita, both Araisa, Tosus Shita, but Katanaf Yadalit, both Rabbanon, but the principle, no doubt, is the same. It is because Yantif is a mitzvah de Rabbin. You know what I would suggest? That certainly is true, but not for the Mitzorah. Badad Yeshiv. Who Hivdil? The Ficha Chamra Torah, Badad Yeshiv. All of a sudden, the Mitzorah can embrace the mitzvah de Rabbin. If you're part of the tzibur, asi mitzvah de Rabbin, bedachi mitzvah de yachid, that certainly is true, but badad yeshiv means avelus. You've severed your lifeline with the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael, who hivdil, and therefore this is avelus chamura. This is avelus that is not interrupted by yantiv. You cannot, you don't have that skus to embrace all of a sudden, I'm part of the tzibur. And the mitzvah of Simcha will take preference over. And therefore differences. No nichum avelim. Yantif will not interrupt the avelos. I'll tell you there's a difference in the opposite direction as well. What about Esek Betor? And Ava, we know, does not involve himself in Esek Betor. On one level, Pekudi Hashem Yisharm is Sam Chelev. And therefore that Simcha is not appropriate during avelos. On the other hand, when it comes to Avelus, the Marsha, your mindset should be on the Avelus itself. Esek Batorah is a Hesek Hadas. A Hesek Hadas, it diverts you from. But fascinating, that very Rambam, Yudvav, in Tumas Taras, the Rambam writes, there's a Mitzorah, he's outside of the Machne Yisrael, he has no contact with others. What is his mission? What is he supposed to do? You know what the Rambam writes, that Yoshe, Vishone, Vidorish. You know what? He has to immerse himself in the Torah session. Typically speaking, that's not true of an Avel, but he's guilty of who Hivdil. You know what you have to do? You have to re-immerse yourself in the Torah session. Because if you understand the ABCs, the Torah session, you're going to recognize Asher Bachar, Bano, Asher Nasalanu. Torah session was not given to you as a Yachid. Your link to the Torah Hashem is you're part of a glorious Sibur. And the way you're going to emerge from the Tumas Taras is not going to be through Nichumim. After all, Asafim Yota and Isra of Shela Shalom. But it is going to be accomplished through reemergence, through the catharsis of Esek Batorah. And that is the uniqueness of this type of Avelus when it comes to Emetzorah. And no doubt that the Musar Haskel is something that is clear. The Mitzorah who Hivdil, that he failed to value. And that's absolutely tragic. Avela Chamura, as a result of failing to link to the Tzibur. And you have to recognize the schus that we have. A Kedushas Yisrael b'toras Yachid, but a Kedush that we have is part of being among the glorious Tzibur. Growth in Yeshiva as a Yachid, but to recognize holistically how powerful it is to be part of a cohesive whole. And therefore, yes, it's true that we don't have so many aspects of the Tumas Taras Bizman Hazeh. But you know what? The Musar Haskel is something that no doubt reigns supreme. And not so surprising that the player in terms of the Tumas Taras is the role of the Kohen. The Kohen, Tumas Taras, is a very unusual parasha, no, a Tumas Adeshen. Usually, if a person is Tamei or Tahor, it's a statement of fact. He's Tamei, he's Tahor. You go to a Chacham, the Chacham will tell you the facts. You are Tamei, you are Tahor. Very, very different when it comes to Tumas Taras. It's the Horav, the Kohen, that creates the Tumah. It's the Horav of the Kohen that creates the Tara. The Kohen will say, Ofinu Asabayis, I'm about to declare this as Abayis Samanuga. Take all the Kalim out. There's going to be a Tumas Ohel. Unusual. The Tumah has to be declared by. And why the Kohen? You know what the Kohen represents? Tosas Kedushin Chav Gimel. A Kohen simultaneously. Tosas writes, Shluchei Derachmana and Shluchei Didah. The Kohen represents a model of, yes, you recognize our relationship with Knesset Yisrael and our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kohen is the model of Shluchei Didan, that which the Metzorah failed to value, that which the Metzorah threatened to undermine, and therefore the Fichach Amra Torah Bodad Yeshem. This is a Musar Haskel that you have to embrace. A Ben Yeshiva has to be a Shliach Hashem, but a Ben Yeshiva also has to see himself as being a Shliach of Knesset Yisrael. In challenging times, Yimei Hasvira, in times, again, when Knesset Yisrael continues to experience in a Sara, these are times that you recognize that it's Arach Rayis, to be able to acknowledge, realize our responsibility. We have to be an incredible, incredible Shliach Hashem, but one who is devoted to the holistic cohesiveness of Knesset Yisrael. I think it's an amazing parallel. The Dini Tzaras, the Dine Avelos, Mufurish and Rashi, Mufurish and the Rambam, Yud Vav and Tumas Tzaras. And that's exactly why this is an Avelos Chamura. Here, who Hivdil? And therefore, uniquely when it comes to the Metzorah, the Fichach, Omra Torah, Bodad Yeshe, Mechutz Lamachaneh Mashallah.